This is true for many people. Unless their lives, whether in deeds or words, are so memorable that they are recorded and commemorated to ensure that they are not forgotten. The lives of Mike and Lil are not forgotten, as are the lives of their friends and colleagues who joined in their work for blind people. During the latter part of the 1930s decade, Lil Bowen had become increasingly unwell, caused by heart disease. The strain of being the wife of a Member of Parliament and supporting his political activities was taking its toll. There was an added strain. Not only did she have the task of looking after a blind husband, but she had a lifelong companion, Mary Williamson, from her younger days in New Zealand. Mary had also come to London in the pre-war days, and the friendship had continued. Lil clearly valued the friendship and chose Mary to be her bridesmaid when she married Mike Bowen in Cambridge. By the mid-30s, she was suffering from increasingly impaired sight and had become virtually blind. Mike's niece recalls visiting their house in Cape Town and admits that she was nervous at being in a house with two blind people. Caring for both her blind husband and blind companion was placing an additional load on Lil's health. It would appear that a genetic defect involving the cardiovascular system and originating in the Street family had become manifest in some of the children born to Robert Gillies and Emily Street. The problem affected the heart or kidney, leading to circulatory problems such as high blood pressure, stroke, or heart attack. The genetic defect must have been absent in Harold Gillies, as he lived into old age. Lil's father died at a relatively young age, as did two of her brothers and sister Emily, all apparently from a cardiovascular cause. Lil was now experiencing cardiovascular problems, and so she travelled to England on one of the Union Castle liners in late 1938 for medical treatment in London under the watchful eye of her brother Harold. In spite of receiving treatment, Lil Bowen died on the 31st of January 1939. The death certificate giving cause of death as arteriosclerosis, cerebral thrombosis, atrophy of the kidney, and coma. From this information, it is clear that Lil suffered from severe hypertension caused by renal disease. The elevated blood pressure would have been the cause of the stroke, which led to her death at the age of 61 years. Nearly 10 years after Lil died, in June 1948, the Athlone School for the Blind closed for the month-long winter vacation and the pupils departed separate ways to their homes. In July, they all returned, and on the first morning of the new term, they were all gathered with their teachers for the first assembly. The principal spoke to them. "Boys and girls, usually it is a happy occasion when I welcome you all back to school to start your new term. But on this day, my heart is filled with sadness. 3 weeks ago, our beloved chairman, Mr. Bowen, passed away after a short illness. He was a brave man who shared in your world of blindness but triumphed over it. He would expect you to do the same. Although he has passed on to higher things, we who remain must do our very best to live up to the example which he set us." A minute of silence followed. One of the first tasks of the school committee following the death of Mike Bowen was the election of a new chairman. The annual general meeting of the school was held in September 1948.